So what should people do if they feel, you know, if they feel threatened or, you know?
Yeah, okay, that's a great question because it is important in these situations for local residents to know what to do. And so there's a method that we sort of try to educate people on called drop, cover and hold.
Okay.
And so people should, when they feel an earthquake, when they first feel the shaking of an earthquake, they should drop to the floor.
Yeah.
Ideally under a table or a door frame, and then hold on to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and so it's something undercover, really, and then wait till the shaking has stopped. So if you're inside, you don't go outside until the shaking has stopped, and then you can go outside.
Okay.
Because there's a risk of falling debris coming off the house.
Okay.
So drop, cover, hold is the message. and if people are outside, just stay outside until the shaking has stopped. You know, you might want to drop to the ground if you're outside. But the important thing is to stay away from a building during the shaking.
Okay.
And then, you know, go and find your loved ones and that sort of thing after the shaking has stopped. Because you don't know what size the earthquake is going to be when you first experience shaking. You might assume it's only going to be small, but we have had a large earthquake up around Gunning back in 1934.
Right.
There was a magnitude 5.6 up there.
Okay.
So there is a history of earthquakes in the area to the north of Canberra in the Gunning area.
Okay. All right. Okay.